We left off yesterday in the middle of Tosfos, and that we read all the whole Tosfos, but we were discussing it. And that Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosfos learns the Gemara in the following way. The Gemara said that according to Rishon Ben Menasya, you don't pay knas if a kohen gadol is ma'anes a ba'ula, or it's ba'ula le kohen gadol, then there's no knas. Since he cannot marry her, she's not an isha ra'uya lekaima, it's not a woman he could retain marriage to, so there's no knas. That's what Shimon ben Manasseh's opinion is, that in order to pay knas, has to be a woman he could remain married to. If he cannot remain married to her, then there's no knas. Fine. What does it mean, ba'ula l'kayin gadol? So Rashi had his pshat, the ba'ula l'kayin gadol means she was nivela by someone else, a third party, shaloi kedarka. If she would be nivela kedarka, then she's not a b'sula. Then the whole parish of Aynas doesn't begin. It's supposed to say, much of ish nara b'sula. So if it's kedarka, she's not a b'sula. Oh, I say, we can't have that discussion. So it must be she's nivela, but shaloi kedarka. And we paskin that a ba'ula shaloi kedarka is also to a kayin gadol. So she is in the parish of Aynas because she's a b'sula, but you cannot remain married to her. So therefore, Rishon ben Menasseh holds no knas because she's nivela shaloi kedarka. A kohen gadol cannot marry such a girl. Fine, she's not a psula. Tosfos doesn't want to learn that way, and Tosfos therefore learns the Gemara not that she's nivela shaloi kedarka. Tosfos learns the Gemara that she was a psula when he met her, but it's beulas or anusas atzmai. He was ma'anes her. Now can he retain her as a wife or not? So if Shimon ben Menasseh holds in such a case, there's no knas. He doesn't pay the penalty of the oinus of the rapist. Why not? Because, says Tosfos, even though he could remain married to her, he's not supposed to marry her lichat chiyuv. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos and Daf Nun Tesmah Beis, Tosfos quoted it. We saw it yesterday. Anusas atzmai lo yisa. Five or six lines up in the narrow lines of Tosfos. Anusas atzmai lo yisa. Vinasa nasui. If he marries her, the marriage takes place. He can retain the marriage. But lechadchila, he shouldn't marry her. And Tosfos said that lechadchila is a din midoraisa, that he shouldn't marry her. So even though when he met her, she was a psula, she was in the parasha of Aynas, says Tosfos, there's no knas, no penalty for Shimon ben Menasseh, because lechadchila, he shouldn't really have married her. And that lechadchila is a din midoraisa. That was what Tosfos' shita was. If he marries her, he can remain married. Lechadchila, he shouldn't marry her. So we asked on Tosfos that we have a general rule. This is like a Shas discussion, but we have a general rule, Tosfos and Masechtas Nida, that we don't have lechadchila d'oraisa unless it's by a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you can have lechadchila d'oraisa. If it's an iser, so you can't have lechadchila do it this way. If you didn't do it this way, either you did or you didn't violate the iser. There's no such thing as lechadchila, you violated it, but b'di'evit you didn't. The language doesn't make sense. By a mitzvah, you could say, you didn't fulfill it, but b'di'evit you're yotze. By an iser, you can't have such a thing. So we asked, how can Tosfos say, l'chadchila d'oraisa? It doesn't make sense by the iser of marrying a ba'ula. So we explained within Tosfos the following principle. We said that when a kohen gadol is ma'anes, the b'sula, so she's not a b'sula, it's true. We really said the following. We said there's two parts to this halacha that he has to marry a psula. Number one, there's a mitzvah that he should marry a psula, but who he shall be psula yikach. And that's what lechadchila, he shouldn't marry this girl who he was ma'anes, because she's not a psula. It's his fault. When he met her, she was a psula, but now she's not. So vis-a-vis the mitzvah, marrying a psula, she's not a psula. Lechadchila. B'di'evid. Okay. Lechadchila, I shouldn't marry her. There's a mitzvah to marry a psula. Lechadchila, this girl's not a psula. B'di'evit will allow it. But there's also an iser against marrying a ba'ula. If a kohen gadol marries someone else's ba'ula, she was nivela by someone else, will make him get divorced. That's an iser. It's not just a mitzvah. If he doesn't marry a psula, I don't know what we can force him to do, but there's a mitzvah to marry a psula. Okay, so vis-a-vis the mitzvah, marrying a psula, lechadchila, she's not a psula, b'di'evit, fine. But there's also an iser to marry a ba'ula. If he marries someone else's ba'ula, will make him get divorced. So what about this? He's not allowed to marry her, but in the end of the day, if he marries her, they're allowed to remain married? Yes. So vis-a-vis the iser of marrying a ba'ula, she's not a ba'ula. So this girl, who is anusas atzmoi, is not a psula lechadchila, therefore lechadchila shouldn't marry her. And that's a din midoy raisa. And therefore there's no knas, because lechadchila shouldn't marry her. But the evet, if he marries her, the marriage sticks, because she is not a ba'ula. Strange concept. She's not a psula, L'chadchila. So that mitzvah he doesn't get. L'chadchila, but b'diyevet, she's not a be'ula because he's the one who made her into a be'ula. We're going to see that that might be a global concept. Yes?
When you talk about mitzvahs, it's l'chadchila.
There's two parts here. The mitzvah to marry a psula, and there's an iser against marrying a be'ula. The iser is implied. It doesn't say in the Chumash you can't marry a be'ula, but it says you should marry a psula. That implies two things.
Right.
A mitzvah and an iser.
But by mitzvahs, l'chadchila, if you didn't do l'chadchila, you didn't bid the evidence,
yeah.
You're still yotze.
Uh-huh.
Here, if you didn't do l'chadchila, then you didn't marry a psula.
You didn't really get the mitzvah then.
Bid the evidence, you're not
yotze. Right. Bid the evidence, you're really not yotze. She's not a psula. That's what we said. She's not a psula. But you don't have to get divorced. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Okay, why are we going to make him get divorced? The answer is, normally in a be'ula we make him get divorced because there's an iser against marrying a be'ula. This girl is somewhere in limbo. She's not a psula, but she's not a be'ula either because he made her into a be'ula.
So why do we even use that lashon,
l'chadchila b'diyeved? Because l'chadchila, it means we wouldn't make him get divorced. L'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. But the evidence wouldn't make you get divorced. You don't have isurim like that. You don't have isurim. L'chadchila should marry your mother, b'diyeved. It doesn't make sense. L'chadchila, you shouldn't eat treif, b'diyeved, if you did. It doesn't work. You have that on a derabbanon level. You don't have it on a doiraiso level. Either you violated the isur or you didn't. By mitzvah, you can have different levels. But by isurim, not. Either you did or you didn't. So over here, says the Achronim explain that's what Tosfos means. L'chadchila, she's not a psula, and the mitzvah you don't get. Vis-a-vis the mitzvah marrying a psula, she's not a l'chadchila. And therefore, there's no knas. She's not really an isha ru'i l'kaima. He shouldn't marry her l'chadchila because there's a mitzvah to marry a psula. So since he shouldn't marry her, there's no knas because the two go together. But if he marries her, she's not a be'ula. He doesn't have to get divorced because be'ula's atzmai. If he made her into be'ula, that's not called a be'ula. So we explained yesterday that this concept has more far-reaching ramifications than just this daf lamed in Masechtas Ketubos. It might be relevant to other halachas. It might be relevant, we mentioned yesterday, that's the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, is that if a person has relations before he's married with a girl, so then even, and she was a psula when he met her, and now she's not a psula, so even though, generally speaking, a be'ula doesn't get a ksuba of 200 mea zekukim kesef ktar, she gets 100. Nonetheless, this girl, when he met her, she was a psula and she became a be'ula because of him. Be'ula's atzmai, maybe now, the Chasam Sofer holds me'ikir adin. He has to pay her 200. The Knight of Yehuda disagreed. He said, no, you only pay her 100, like every other be'ula. Chasam Sofer held no, since it's be'ula's atzmai, you have to pay her 200. Of course, the chazan, if he wants to be generous and pay her 200 in order that he should have a happy marriage, is a good investment. So then Rav Moshe says, of course, you're more than welcome to do that. But Chasam Sofer held no, me'ikra din, he's obligated. If it was he made her into be'ula, then then he has to pay me'ikra din. This machlek is the Noda Behud and the Chasam, so that's like what we just said. This idea of the Chasam Sofer that if it's be'ula's atzma, she's not really a be'ula and you have to pay a ksuba of 200, is relevant also to Sheva Brochas. The Gemara says on Daf Zayin Amud Beis Masechtas Ketubos, turn earlier. The Gemara says at the top of the Daf that you make Sheva Brochas for a Besula 7 days and for an Almana 1 day. An Almana 1 day. So the Gemara says that's only true if she's marrying an Alman. Both a second marriage. Both second marriage, only Sheva Brochas 1 day. If it's a almana who's marrying a bocher, let's say she's on her second marriage, he's on his first marriage, then you have sheva brochas. If any one of them is his first marriage, she's a psula, certainly there's sheva brochas. And even if
he's an alma,
but she's if he's on a second marriage, she's on a first, or she's on her first and he's on a second, either way, or the other way, whatever, vice versa, yes. Anyone is getting married for the first time, there's Sheva Brachas. That's not true, by the way. You should know this, B'Shal Teva. There's an Issa to go to work during Sheva Brachas. Husband has to stay home with his wife. To be Mavato, Mimalachta, in order to keep his wife happy. If the girl has been married already, it's always 3 days. Even though it's his first time getting married, he only has to stay home with her 3 days. People often confuse these two halachas. When you get both are getting married for the first time. If she's getting married for the first time, I'm sorry. If she's getting married for the first time, 7 days. Always seven. Stay home and make her happy. If she's getting married for the second time, only depends on her. If she's getting married for the second time, 3 days. So the Ron asks, what's the difference over here? How come, turn in the back, there's a Ron on the Rif. Sorry if it was confusing to find it. In the new Gemaras, or in the, oh, the one, the new Gemara I have, is the Hadar. So it's on Daf Dalet in the pages of the Rif. If you have the old ones, it's on Daf Beis and Aleph in the Daf of the Rif, corresponding to Daf Zayin and Beis. So the Ron asked this question, how come when it comes to Bita Malacha, that depends only on the girl? If she's getting married for the first time, 7. If she's getting married second time, it's always 3. Which is strange. You could have one day Sheva Brachas, 3 days you got to take off from work. Both are, let's say, getting married second time. It's a strange situation, but not strange, it's halacha. Is that one day Sheva Brachas, so at the wedding, the Sheva Brachas, but then 3 days you're not allowed to go to work. So it all depends on her. Where Sheva Brachas, either one is getting married for the first time, you have Sheva Brachas. Or you could have, what could you have? Let's say he's getting married for the first time, she's the second time. How many days do you have to take off from work?
3.
How many days Sheva Brachas?
7.
So you could have it. So ask the Ron, why? How come days off from work depends on her and Sheva Brachas depends on both of them? V'chi tema, says the Ron, my shnod b'bocha shnos almana nefishi yimei bracha miyimei simcha. How come when a guy is getting married for the first time and she's on her second marriage, there's Sheva Brachas, and only 3 days no work? Uva alman shnos almana nefishi yimei simcha miyimei bracha. If they're both on their second marriage, then there's 1 day Sheva Brachas, 3 days off from work. Then off from work is more than the bracha, and if he's getting married for the first time, the bracha is more than the work. Each one depends on their own reason. Mishum the bracha ba'al simchas libo shel chasan. The bracha comes on the happiness of the chasan. So if the chasan, that depends on him. If he's getting married for the first time, sheva brachas, he's ecstatic. And even if she's on her second marriage, it's his first marriage, ooh, so then sheva brachas. And even if he's on his second marriage, but she's on her first, she's a psula, also it's simchas libo shel chasan, it's like a new thing. So then, also sheva brachas. So if either one is getting married for the first time, him or her, she's a psula, so then either way, the chasan is going to be happy because he's starting something new, so then sheva brachas. But off from work, says the Ron, no, that depends on keeping the wife happy. So if she's a psula, she needs 7 days to get oriented. If she's almana, only 3. So that only depends on her. And the bracha depends on the chasan. But if the chasan himself is getting married for the first time, sheva brachas, because he's starting marriage for the first time. If it's a second marriage, but she's a psula, she's getting married for the first time, so then also sheva brachas, because he's starting something new. Okay? Good. So sheva brachas depends on the simcha of the chasan. What do you say about the following case? It's discussed also by the Noi Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer. Bu'ulas atzmoi. How many days sheva brachas? How many days sheva brachas? So the Noi Yehuda said, 1. Wow. You know what that means, by the way, Rabbi said. That means if you're invited to a Sheva Brachas and you know that the couple was living together before and they ask you, hey, would you like to make Sheva Brachas for us on the 5th day? Here's a kais. Go ahead. Make the Brachas. Well, according to the night of Yehuda, they can't make a Bracha. Because he knows they're living together before. That's Rabbi Blyach, who's a Rashiva here. I remember we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Moshe said that if she's a bu'ula, you can write, she's a psula in the ksuba, and pay her 200, zekukim kesef tsarif, if you want to, because a husband can give his wife, whatever, you know, he can add on to the ksuba, so he could write psula, as long as she's a kasha to kubun, you can write she's a psula, and pay her 200 zekukim kesef. However, Blyach argued, he said, let's say she's pregnant. What are you going to say? Writing the ksuba, psul tada, this girl's a psula, and you're paying her 200 zekukim, she's pregnant. I was going to make a joke out of the everything. Or if everyone knows they're living together. So then he said, oh, come on, you can't write psula and ksuba. That's a joke. And honesty in America, you can't get away with such a thing. It'll look horrible. So he said, if no one knows about it, you want to lie in the ksuba and write psula. That's fine. And then you could add on and pay. The chasam never held, if you made her into psula, you have to pay. Rabbi said, you want to pay extra? Pay extra. But in writing the ksuba psula, no one has to get a loose face. But if they're living together, or she's wearing a maternity dress, to write basula is not correct. Oh, but let's say over here they're living together, and you're invited to sheva brachas. How many days sheva brachas? So the Noi Yehuda argues, what does sheva brachas depend on? On the chasan getting married for the first time, or she's a psula. They're starting something new in that way. So starting something new, but here says the Noi Yehuda, she's a baula. Even if it's baula's atzmai, there's only 1 day sheva brachas. That's the Rebbe Yehuda writes. It's quoted in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch.
Is that how
you hold it? No. So, Rebbe Yehuda disagree with this Noi Rebbe Yehuda for two reasons. You could disagree with the Noi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda disagree with the Noi Rebbe Yehuda because they say, what is the simcha of the chasen depend upon? Not simcha's bia necessarily. The simcha that he's getting married. So true, he's a ba'ula, she's a ba'ula. Yes, but they're getting married for the first time. The Sheva Brachas comes not because of the simcha. We have to be medayik in the language of the Ran. Did he say simcha's bia, or did he say simcha of getting married? But many argue with the Noi Bihuda and they say, no, it's the simcha of getting married. That's something new for the chasen. True, he's had bia before, but marriage is a whole new enterprise for him. So then there should be Sheva Brachas for that. That's starting something new. So many disagree with the Noi Bihuda in that direction. But the chasen disagree with the Noi Bihuda again. We mentioned this old machlekes. He held, if you're the one who made her into a ba'ula, she's not a ba'ula then. We treat her as a psula when it comes to this guy. Just like when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, if he made her into a ba'ula, he anusas atzma, he can remain married to her. You're not supposed to marry her with chadchila because she's supposed to marry a psula, but she's not a psula, but she's not a ba'ula either. And therefore, he doesn't have to divorce her. That's how we explained the pshat over there in that Tosfos. And so too, this is relevant also, how much you have to pay in the ksuba. The Chasam Sofer said, if she's ba'ula's atma, you have to pay her 200 mana. And it could be relevant for Sheva Brachas too, that according to the Chasam Sofer, if you're the one who made her into ba'ula, so then even if the Noi Yehuda would be right, the Sheva Brachas depends on simchas bia, not on the simcha of getting married, but he made her into ba'ula. If he's the one who makes her into ba'ula, maybe she doesn't have the status of a ba'ula at all. Maybe it's like it's her first time getting married. You hear Rabbi saying? So this concept of Ba'ula's Atzma, the fact that he's the one who made her into Ba'ula, that we don't treat her as a Ba'ula when it comes to marrying a Kohen Gadol, might be relevant to Ksuba, might also be relevant to Sheva Brachas too. Okay. There is, we skipped over a few topics on the first daf over here on Daf Chav Tesmet Alf, the third perek, because, first of all, Tosfos is going to refer to many of the Gemaras that we've seen already. Some of the Gemaras we've seen already. I mean, because who wants to start the first day with such a long Tosfos? But look over here, the Tosfos on Daf Chav Tesmet Alef. We kind of glossed over this issue. We discussed it, but we didn't. We didn't discuss all of the machlokes that involved. And that is, what is the status of a nesina? Look back at our Mishnah. This was all with Shimon ben Manasseh we've been discussing. But the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there's knas by Chayvei Lavin and knas by Chayvei Krisus. A mamzeres and a nesina, even though you can't really marry them, you do pay knas. We said on the Amud Beis that that's because we have an extra pasuk nara, or we have an extra pasuk besula to include chavei lavin and chavei krisus. But either way, chavei lavin and chavei krisus, you pay knas. What are the chavei lavin that are mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah? Eilu narash yesham knas, habol amamzeres v'yal nesina. What is a nesina? So we only went with Rashi's explanation. So Tosfos quotes that over here, Chav Tesmet Alef, the first Tosfos, Eilu Naris Habol Nesina. Tosfos quotes Rashi's Pshat, which is what we said. Perish Bekuntris. Did David Gozer Aleim? David was Gozer on them. Again, these are the nation of Chivi, Amori, whatever. One of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael when Klal Yisrael came in the times of Yeshua. And really, they should have killed all of them out. The Pasuk says you have to kill them all out. But these people from Givon lied, and they said they weren't from the Shiva Umois, and therefore Yeshua didn't kill them. They converted. He made a shvua with them that he wouldn't kill them, and then he found out that they lied to him. So he was geyser on them that they should carry the water and the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So Peret Bekuntris, the David geyser aleihem, Shlo Yavo Bakal, V'hainu Mishum Avdus. He was geyser on them that they were avodim to carry the water and the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedamrinim b'ha Ariel v'ein nira v'rabenu tam. So first we have to see that Gemara Ayin Tesmet Beis. We have, maybe you saw it during Seder. It's a long Gemara, but it's a story. Stories are always fun. So the Gemara says over here, Ayin Tesmet Beis, the Sefer Zivam is the following. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in the Sefer Zivamis, Nesinim are usa forever. We don't have Nesinim anymore. Nebuchadnezzar came and he mixed up all the nations of the world. So we don't have a group called Nesinim anymore. But if they would be around, you wouldn't be allowed to marry them. So the Gemara says, Nesinim David Gazar Aleim. That's what Rashi said. David was Gazar on them. But the Gemara asks, because the pasuk says that David was guarding them. Vayikra hamelech legevayim, vayomer lehem, loy mi bnei Yisrael heima. They're not from Klal Yisrael. So Gemara asks, my timer. Why was David Geyser on them? So the Gemara tells a very interesting story. Tosis is going to refer to it throughout. So the Gemara says over there, because the Pasuk tells us, where is this? In Sefer Shmuel, that once there was a rov, there was a famine in the times of David, for 3 years. And they didn't know what was causing the famine. So the Gemara says, initially David thought, Shema, Oyvdei Avodah Zarah Yishbachem. He thought maybe we have Oyvdei Avodah Zarah amongst us. So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, if you're Oyvdei Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will withhold from you the rain. So he says, Bod Kuv Eloi Matzu. No, they looked, there were not Oyvdei Avodah Zarah amongst them. Okay? Then they thought maybe they have Znus. Because the Pasuk also says, if you're Oyvdei on Znus, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds the rain. Bod Kuv Eloi Matzu. No, they had no Znus amongst them. Okay. He said, maybe, this is interesting, Shema Paiskei Tztaka Barabim Yeshbacha. Maybe people are bidding on Aliyahs. And they don't pay. Went from Avodah Zarah, Gil Arias, to bidding on Aliyas and not paying. Wow. Into bad company. Paiskate stuck up a rabbi Yeshbachem, but ain't nice. And they don't give. They don't put down the flap on the donation card. You're not going to pay. Oh. But Kuvaloi Matsu, no, that they didn't have either. So David said, ain't Adavar Tali, or in Yonah the Yoma, ain't Adavar Tali Elabi. Must be, it's because of something that I did. What did he do? What did he do? So the Pasuk says, David asked the Urim v'Tumim, what did I do wrong? And the Pasuk responds, Vayomer Hashem al Shaul, because of Shaul, and the Obeis Hadomim al Sher Hamis HaGevainim. It's because of Shaul, and because Shaul killed the Gevainim. So there were two things. The Gemara says they weren't maspid Shaul Kalacha. They never gave that proper hesped for Shaul, because what happened with Shaul? Shaul was killed in battle. And then his corpse was traipsed around, so he never had a proper burial and never had a proper funeral. So Shaul never got a proper hesped. The Gemara says there's nothing you can do about it. Once 12 months pass, you can't give a proper hesped now. The time for hespedim is over. So fine, the Gemara says that is something we couldn't, David HaMelech couldn't fix. But the other problem was Shaul killed the Gevainim. Shaul killed the Gevainim? Ooh, these Nesinim. The Gemara says, really? Shaul killed the Gevainim? He never killed the Gevainim. No, he killed out Noiv, Ir HaKoyanim. He killed out the city of Kehanim that used to use the Givinim to bring water and wood. So he got rid of their Parnosa. He killed their Parnosa. How? Because he killed the Kehanim who lived near the Givinim. The Givinim had were supposed to carry the water and the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. He killed out all the Kehanim. Meila, the Givinim had no Parnosa, so it's like he killed out the Givinim. So David said, oh, that's why we have no rain. That's why there was no rain, not of Avodah Zarah, not because of Gil Arayis, not because they were bidding on Aliyahs and not paying. It was rather because they killed out the Parnas of the Gevinim. So the Gemara says, David came to the Gevinim to ask them, what can I do to do tshuva so we should have rain? So they said, interesting, they said, based on the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, they said, Yutamanu shiva anashim ibanav vehukan lahashem. The Gemara says, the Gevinim told them, we want 7 children from Shaul that we should kill. That's what the Gevinim asked for. As compensation. So Mar says David tried to pay them off, but they weren't going to take a payoff. They wanted to kill 7 of Shaul's children. That's what David did. He passed off Shaul's grandchildren and children by the Aaron. Anybody whose feet got stuck in the dirt, that was who HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided should be sent over to the Gevinim, and 7 people's feet got stuck in the dirt, and that's who David gave over to the Gevinim, and they killed him. So the Pasuk said, the Gemara tells us, though, at that time, David said, such individuals do not belong in Klal Yisrael. Omar, Shloisha Shimanim Yesh Be'umazu. This is a famous Gemara. 3 Shimanim there are about of Klal Yisrael. That you know someone's a Yid. How? The Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'Gayim Lech. Some song about this. No, Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gayim Lech Hasadim. If they have Rachmanis, if they have humility, they get Busha. Some people don't get Busha at all. And if they do chesed, then you know they're from Klal Yisrael. And these people who are not Rachmanim, they can't be from Klal Yisrael, and therefore David was geyser on them, and then it seen him that they shouldn't come into Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Because they asked as compensation 7 children from Shaul. Then the Gemara continues, V'nesinim, on Ayin Testament Aleph in Yevomis, V'nesinim, David geyser on them. Really? V'nesinim, David was the one who was geyser on them? But the Pasuk says in Parshas Nitzavim, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechaitev Eitzecha Ad Shei Eiv Meimecha, from those who carry the wood, from those who chop the wood to those who carry the water, Who's that? The Nesinim. So Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was Geyser in his generation. Yeshua was Geyser in that generation of Moshe and Yeshua. Then David was Geyser. Yeshua was Geyser while the Beis HaMikdash was around, and David was Geyser after the Beis HaMikdash was around. A Kitzer Maisa, David, Yeshua, they were all Geyser and the Nesinim that they shouldn't marry into Klal Yisrael. Either initially because they lied, and then they said they weren't from the Shiva Umas and they really were, and then David was Geyser and them Lederis because they asked this compensation for killing out the Noiv Ir Kaihan, which was their parnasa. They asked this compensation for 7 children of Shaul. That's not the Mid of Klal Yisrael. The Mid is to be Rachmanim. The meat is to take the payout. We should have taken the money. Then we know from clients, you know. Terrible. We take the money and then we know from clients, you know. We're walking to shul. It's getting terrible on now, anti-Semitism. I was walking to shul with my son about a month ago. Somebody stopped the car and threw change at me and my son as we were walking to shul on Shabbos. I screamed out something nasty and then drove on. So I'm walking with my son. We continue walking. It's not the first time it's happened to me. In the holy year Pesach, it's happened. So I'm walking with my son. And he continues on. He's like, "We're coming back after Shabbos to get the money, right?" Anyway, let's go back to Tosfos. Come test him it off. So Tosfos says, quotes Rashi. Rashi says, "Who are these Nesinim?" So David was Geyser Alem Shal Yavu Bakal, V'Hainu Mishum Avdos. He made them that they should be the water carriers and the wood carriers, L'Dairus. Yeshua was Geyser for that generation, David was Geyser for future generations. Then Tosfos continues on the third line, V'Ein Nir L'Rabbeinu Tam. He says this doesn't appear correct. Why is this not correct? D'Mashma B'Gemara, this Gemara we saw. D'Mashma B'Gemara on the Amid Beis, what does the Gemara say on Amid Beis? The Gemara says, what's the difference between Shimon HaTemani and Shimon ben Manasseh? The difference is Nesinim and Mamzerim. That according to Shimon HaTemani, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So you do pay Knas. That's called Veloisiya Leisha Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya. There is Tfisas Kiddushin, so there is Knas. And according to Shimon ben Manasseh, it's not called an Isha Ru'uya Lekaima because you're not allowed to remain married to her. So the Hav Mashim B'Gemara, the Nesina, Havi Dairaisa. There it sounds like, what's the difference between them when they're darshaning the Psukim? Whether you pay Knas or you don't pay Knas, as Mams or Nesina, it sounds like Nesina is a Dimmi Dairaisa, not a Dimmi Dairaisa, because David was Geyser on them. It sounds like it's a Dimmi Dairaisa, you're not allowed to marry the Nesina. The Nesina, Havi Dairaisa, the Kalama, Mamzeres and Nesina, Ikabeinayu, Mamzeres and Nesina is different between Shimba Manasseh and Shimba Nathaymani. According to the one who holds Ruli Lekaima, you cannot remain married to her. There's no Knas. Mashma, the Havi Dei Raisa, the Havi Kroi Pligi. They're arguing about how to darshan the Pasuk of Eloisiya the Isha. So that sounds like this is a din, Midei Raisa, that you cannot marry the Nesina. Oh. That's Tosfos's first kasha. We dealt with that Gemara last time. We said, how could it be if it's only a din Midrabanan? And we gave our own Terutzim, but Tosfos doesn't want to accept that. Tosfos said, from the fact that the Gemara darshan the Pasuk based on this halacha of Mamzerim and Nesinim, that's not called the Isha Ruli Lekaima, therefore there's no Knas, must be that it's a Dimmi Dairai, so you can't marry a Nesina. Then Tosfos says, there's another Gemara that sounds like this, Ubereish Yes Moisros, that's later on in Ksubis. The Gemara there says the following. The Gemara says, if an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, so Gemara says, he doesn't have to pay her a Ksuba. If they get divorced, The Kiddushin sticks, because it's only Chai Ve'lavin. The Kiddushin sticks. But if they get divorced, he has to pay her the Ksuba. And Almana marries a Kohen Gadol. This marriage sticks, but when he divorces her, no Ksuba. Why is there no Ksuba? When he divorces her. So one opinion in the Gemara is, because whenever you violate an Isa Midoraisa, there's no Ksuba. So Bereishis Moses Armina Mamzeres Venesina Igabenayo. So to the Gemara says, a Mamzeres and a Nesina, when you divorce them, there's no Ksuba too. Manda Amidairaisa, Hanami Dairaisa. According to the one who says, like in the Gemara later on, there's another opinion why the Amana to Kohen Gadol gets no Ksuba. One reason though that the Gemara brings up is because it's an Isa Midairaisa. Whenever you violate an Isa Midairaisa and getting married, there's no Ksuba. They weren't established a Ksuba for an Isa prohibited marriage. So meaning Mamzeres v'nesina yikabei nayo. Mamzeres v'nesina also no ksuba. Mandi ami doyraisa. Hanami doyraisa. So you see Mamzeres and Nesina, what does it imply about Nesina? Nesina is, sounds like it's Zenisa Midairaisa. V'oid, and more, this not, because the Gemara says Mesechlis Makas, there's a whole parak, this is the second parak of Mesechlis Makas, maybe you learned it at one point, called Eloen Aloiken. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak of Makas, lists all those who get Makas Dairaisa. Eloen Aloiken, Mamzeres v'Nesina, Yisrael. A mamzeres and a nesina who marry Yisrael, mashma delaki alami deiraisa. So these get malchus. If there's malchus, it sounds like, and you put it in company of mamzeres, sounds like it's a dimi deiraisa. Dumiya the kohanach the chashiv hasam. The all the examples mentioned in the Mishnah there, mesechtes malchus are dinim deiraisa. Umiyu says Tosfos ikala meimar. Tosfos says nah, we can get out of this. The bechol hanu nokat nesina agam mamzeres. Sometimes the Gemara does this. It has a pismit. It has all three things, Chayr Shaita V'Katan. They always go together. So Mamzeres and Nesina, Mamzeres Nesina, Mamzeres Nesina. Yeah, even though sometimes we group Nesina in a grouping that really doesn't belong. Nesina gets schlepped along sometimes, even though it really doesn't belong there. Miu, Ikala Meimar, the B'chol Hanu, Noka Nesina, Aga Mamzeres. Maybe Nesina is just there, you know, along the way, gets schlepped along with Mamzeres, but it's not really Daraisa. So Taisa says, actually, that could be the pshat. That's Rashi's pshat for sure. Mamzer Nesina is not a dindai rice. It just gets schlepped along. This Gemara, if you didn't see it yet, you must see. Look it up. If you didn't see it yet, you should see it. The Gemara says the following. And Yuvamis and Dafayin Vavim et Alef. It's a critical Gemara. The Gemara says the following. The Mishnah says, Mesechlis Yevamas and Nafai involved the following. A Psu Adaka and a Kush Shafcha. Psu Adaka and a Kush Shafcha, a person in Nebuch, had, can happen, battle, had one of his Beitzim was damaged, testicle was damaged. Both testicles were damaged. Ukush Shafcha, or the Gid was damaged, was cut off. We mentioned in Yevamas years ago. So a daka, one of the beitzim are damaged, and a kushavcha, there's an isa for him to get married. These two people, the Gemara assumes, cannot have children. If they could have children, so then you're not a psu a daka kushavcha. That's the line in the sand. If you could still be married, the person is still fertile, so then there's no, like the Gemara says actually, a person only has one beitzah, he only has one testicle, the other one is was damaged. Gemara says he can't have children. He's and according to Rav Rishonim, he's a psu adaka. Rav Moshe writes nowadays a person with one testicle could have children, so then he's not a psu adaka anymore. But if a person becomes a psu adaka or a kushafa, he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. He's only allowed to marry a giyares and a mishukhreres, a shifcha, an eved kanani who's freed and now she becomes a full fledged Yisrael, or a giyares. Nebuch. If it happens because he's sick or something like that, he's also not a psu adaka kushafa. But if it's damaged by a person, so then, like a moor or something, so then he would be a psu adaka kushafa, and he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. He's only allowed to marry a giyaris and a mishachreres, and that's because the pasuk says, well, you have a psu adaka kushafa b'kal Hashem. It's a loy sasei. So Gemara has the following shiloh. The Gemara says, is a kain allowed to marry a giyaris? No. Why not? That's implied by our mission over here. We discussed it briefly because we halakhically treat her as a zayna. Why? Because when she was a nachris, she presumably had, we assume, we don't know, but we assume she had relations. Even though she might not have had, midrabanan, he wouldn't be allowed to marry her, but we would assume she is mufka luznus, and therefore if she converted above the age of 3 years old, a kain can't marry her. Kain also can't marry a shivcha, because we also assume she's mufka luznus. She probably had relations with an achri. If she had relations with an achri, she's possible for marrying a kain. We went through this. If a girl has relations with an achri, she's possible for marrying a kain. So to a giyaris is a possible, or a mishukhreres is not allowed to marry a kain if she converts older than 3 years old. Good. What do you say about the following? What about a psuadaka kain marrying a giyaris? That's what Gemara wants to know. Is a psuadaka kain allowed to marry giyaris? The Gemara says, "Boy, me name Rav Sheshes to a daka kain ma'u be giyaris mishukhreres." The Gemara says, "Bikdushase kai, is he still kedushas kain va'asir? He's not allowed to marry giyaris because presumably she was a nivola of the nachri. A regular Yid is allowed to marry a Giyaris. There's no problem with that. It's only a Kohen who's not allowed to marry a Zayna. A regular Yid is allowed to marry a Zayna. It's not a problem. It's if she was Nivela Lenachri, it's not a problem. Only if he's a Kohen. So Gemara says, B'kdushase Kai, even though he's a Psua Daka, and he himself can't marry into Kahal Yisrael. He only can marry a Giyaris. Maybe he can now marry, even though he's a Kohen, maybe he can marry this Giyaris, because he's a Psua Daka Asiya. I do malav kedushas kain. No, he's no longer a kain. He doesn't have kedushas kain. Vishari amalei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says tinisua. We learned in a brisa. What is, so he's going to bring a raya again? Rabbi says he's bringing a raya from Batua Daka. Kain marrying a giyaris. A kain normally he's not allowed to marry giyaris, but a Batua Daka kain is he allowed to marry giyaris? And now he brings a raya from the following case: from Batua Daka Yisrael is muter benesina. You hear that? So he brought a raya for that to a daka kohen is allowed to marry. Hold a couple of minutes. This is the one you love. It's in that fine problem now. That a p'tua daka, who's a kohen, is mutter. The Gemara wants to know, is he mutter with a giyaris or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara brings a raya from a p'tua Daka Yisrael, whose mutter, the Gemara wants to know about this, whose mutter ben Asina. Mutter ben Asina. Normally, you're not allowed to marry an Asina. The Gemara says a Psua Daka Yisrael is allowed to marry an Asina. So the Gemara says a Psua Daka Kain should be allowed to marry a Giyaris. Even though you're normally not allowed to marry an Asina if you're Psua Daka, you're allowed. So to the Gemara says a Psua Daka is a Kain, even though you're normally a Kain is not allowed to marry a Giyaris, if Psua Daka is allowed. So Gemara says the two are really not the same. The Gemara says if you would think that he's still in Kedushas Yisrael, how's he allowed to marry an Asina? Must be since he's a Psua Daka, he's not Kedushas Yisrael. So too, a Psua Daka Kain should not be Kedushas Kain, should be allowed to marry Giyaris. If he would be B'kdushas Kai, the Gemara says, it would be usher to marry an Asina. Why would it be usher to marry an Asina in general, the Gemara says? Because of the pasuk of lois ischatin bum. That's a pasuk. Get acquainted with that. That's a pasuk in Parashas Vaeschanan. The pasuk says in Parashas Vaeschanan, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, all the way at the end of Parashas Vaeschanan. Ki yaviyecha Hashem alokecha lo aretz. Pasuk says, you should kill out. V'nosh ha'goyim rabim. Hachiti, Agirgoshi, Amari, you should kill them all out. Unesanon Hashem alokecha lefanecha. V'hikisam ha'charem tacharim ha'isam. You have to destroy them. V'lois ischatin bum. Do not marry them. So who is the pasuk talking about when it says lois ischatin bum? Who's it talking about? The Shiva Umos that inhabited Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael came. Okay. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The Shiva Umos that were there when Klal Yisrael came are included in the pasuk of lois ischatin bum. So Nesina was one of those Shiva Umos. They were from the Chivi or whatever, the Amari, and they lied. And they said that they weren't. So that's why Yeshua asked them. But they were really part of those Seva Umos. So the Gemara says, so must be the Yisrael is not in his normal Kedusha, he's allowed to marry the Nesina, so to the Kohen should be allowed to marry the Giyaris. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, that's different. Atu Hasa Mishum Kedusha. No, the Gemara says over here, this is not because of Kedusha. This is for a different reason. It has nothing to do with the Kedusha. Kedusha, I'm sorry. Amar Rav Hasam Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedusha Hu. The Gemara says this has nothing to do with Kedusha. Why are you not allowed to marry these seven nations? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yasir has been Chamei Torah. Because if you allow them to marry, they'll take your children away from you. They're going to take your children away from you. They're not going to be Jews. They're going to be Oedei Avodah Zarah. That's why you shouldn't marry them. But guess what? Guess what over here? This guy, he's not having any children. He's a Psua Daka. So then, that's why it's allowed. That's why it's allowed. But a Psua Daka Kohen, no, we don't see anything. The only reason you're not allowed to marry an Asina, the Gemara says, because the Pasuk continues, voice is chatin from, ki yasir bin chamei acharei, because he'll lead your children away from me. This guy's not having any children. He's a Psua Daka. Can have children. So the Gemara says, that's why it was allowed. Then Rava backs out. Then Rava says, Then Rabbi says, "Hader Amar Rabbi, lav miltehi." B'yais and ofdei kachavim les luchasnas nizgairu is luchasnas. Then Rabbi says, "No, you know what? This pasuk of lois tischatim bam doesn't apply to Nesina at all. When does the pasuk of lois tischatim bam apply? Only if they did not convert. Only if they did not convert. B'yais and ofdei kachavim les luchasnas. I'm sorry." And see the Gemara again. Vahani Mili. Oh, no, I apologize. The Gemara says that we want to derive this one from this one. So Gemara says you cannot derive this from this because.
Why?
No, it's because he's going to have a child who's going to go worship Avodah Zarah. Oh, I'm sorry, right. You can't learn this one out from this one because this one, the only reason you're not allowed to marry in the scene is because of Lois Tischatim Bam. So that only applies when she hasn't converted. Big go, you son. Then you're gonna, the child is going to be worshipped by the Zara. But if she converts, that's why he's allowed to marry her. Rabbanon, they were geyser, but he's not having children, so they allowed him. Then the Gemara concludes, no, that this pasuk of Lois Tischatim and Rabbi backs out. And Rabbi says, maybe you can derive one from the other, because this pasuk of Lois Tischatim applies not only to Yisum, but it applies to Yerusalem. Halacha l'maisa, you know what, we're getting distracted. But halacha l'maisa, what comes out from this Gemara, Sefer Tzivamos, which is an idea to us. So you look it up on your own. It's good to see it inside. But what comes out from the Gemara Masechta Zivamis is the following. It's important because this is going to be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara wants to know, quote the pasuk of Lois Tischatim Bam, that you should not marry the Shiva Umais. You have to kill them out, but certainly you also you shouldn't marry them. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk and Pashas Vaschan. So Rava at the beginning of the Gemara, in the Salka Daitof at the beginning of the Gemara, thought that this pasuk applies big Goyusan, when they are Goyim. But big Gerusan, when they convert, Mutter. Then Rava concludes, no, you know what? Rava concludes, in the conclusion of the Gemara, not in the Salka Daitof, that it applies even big Gerusan. Even when they convert, Aser. You can't marry them. So Rabbi thought, when does the pasuk apply the not vlois tischatim bam when they're goyim? If they convert, you're allowed to marry them. And then Rabbi concludes that no, it applies even when they convert. Big gerusa, you're not allowed to marry them. So let's go back to Tosis. V'chein tarach loymar. We're right on top of where Tosis quotes the Yevamis dafai and vav menalav. V'chein tarach loymar. Karach leRabbi lemay desal kedaitach beha'arel the big gerusa unless leuiser chasnos. According to Rava, that Begerusan, it's mutter, so in the Isser of Nesinim, this is relevant to the Isser of Nesina. Nesinim converted. They met Yeshua. They were really from the Shiva Umas. They lied to Yeshua, they said, we're not from the Shiva Umas, and therefore they didn't kill him. What did they do? They converted, and they made Yeshua take a Shvua not to kill them. But they converted. So if Begerusan, you're allowed to marry them, the Nesinim all converted. So then the Sinim must be an Isser Midr Rabbanon. And that's how Rashi paskins. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds like the Havamina of Rabbah. That this pasuk of Lois Tischatim Bam is only big Goyusan when they're Goyim. If they convert their Mutter, why then a Sinim also then must be an Isser Midr Rabbanon? Tosis is going to argue like the conclusion of Rabbah. You look up the Gemara 9 Bam. Tosis is going to hold like the conclusion of Rabbah. It's really not relevant to the whole discussion here. That the whole pasuk is Begerusan, not Begoyusan. When they convert the Shiva Umais, the Chivi, the Amairi, even if they convert, they're still Asam Midar Raisa. So therefore, Tosis is going to conclude that Nesinim are Asam Midar Raisa. Why is it also to marry Nesinim Midar Raisa? Because of Lois Tischatim Bam. Ooh, but the Nesinim converted? Yeah, but the pasuk means even when they convert the Shiva Umais, you're not allowed to marry them. And that's how Tosis is going to pass. Rabbi Uptown. So that's what's going on over here. Yes.
So why did the Ramel put a zero?
Excellent. Tice is going to address that. Excellent. He said, Tice is going to say, I don't mean to spoil anybody's fun, but Tice is going to say, because he was Geyser Avdus on them. They're really Nachrim, but he made them into Avadim. Okay, so then Tosis continues. Here we are, right on top of the Hamasik Rava. A few more minutes. The Hamasik Rava beHa'arel. I'm sorry. Umikol Makom. Right on top of that, the line says in Tosis, maybe right in the middle of the narrow lines. Umikol Makom ein nir leRabbeinu Tam. None of this appears correct according to Rabbeinu Tam. Perusha the Hamasik Rava. What's the conclusion of Rava there in Yevamis? The BeGerusan Islu Iserchasis. The pasuk of Lois Ischatim is not talking about when they're goyim, so when they convert. Every time the Gemara mentions the Sina with Mamzeres, it's talking about after they converted. And nonetheless, it's an Isamidaraisa. So Rashi is holding like the Havamina of Rabba, that the Pazuk was Ischadimam is when they're goyim. If they convert, then Mutter must be Nesinim, who did convert, even though they're from the Shiva Umais, must be, it's only Isamidarabanan. Tysus disagrees, and Tysus holds, no, we should hold like the conclusion of Rabba, that the pasuk of Lois is chadim bam, you shouldn't marry the Shiva Umas, is even after they convert. Then Tosis says it must be like that. Dibinachra Yusa les lo knas. It has to be talking about an Asina who converted. Because if she's a goy, if she's a full fledged goy, she's not Jewish, then there's no knas. Dibinachra Yusa les lo knas. See, it says here in our mission over here, Chavtes Medalf, Elu Narashi Yeshlam knas, an Asina. But if she's a goya, then there's no knas. There the Gemara says, if you look it up, the Gemara says earlier, and Daf, we're quoting so many Gemaras, but the Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph, in Ksuba is the following, if a person is a Ger Katan, he's converted when he's a minor. We're going to learn this to give me a suggestion. He converted when he's a minor, a baby, he's converted. When he learns that he's Jewish, he can reject his Yiddishkeit. So Gemara says, wow. Later on in life, got to be 40 years old, and reject his Yiddishkeit? A girl could be 40 years old and decide, you know what, pick up one day, this is not for me, and leave the whole thing. So Gemara says, 1 minute! This is the Gemara's big problem. The Gemara's big problem is, then if she'll be nenas, she'll be raped, you're going to pay her knas, you're going to pay her the 50 shkalim, and then she's going to walk away, and she won't end up being Jewish. That's Gemara's... Then you're going to pay her knas, yabino her knas, she's going to go and benefit from this. That's the big problem. The big problem is we're going to pay her knas, and she's going to go and eat it when she's a nachris. So there's no knas, the Gemara says, by a nachris. That's clear. If our problem with the ger katan who converts when he's a child, or later on in life he can reject it, is, well, we're going to pay her knas, and later on she might reject it and become a nachris, and clearly implies there's no knas by a nachris. So it must be here we're talking about in our Mishnah, a nesina who converted. Must be we're talking about who converted. So Tosis holds, once they convert, there's still an Isa Midoraisa of marrying her because of Lois Ischatim. Lois Ischatim Bum applies even after they converted. So Gemir Tzashem, next time we'll go on in this Tosis. We'll try and get through as much of it as we can. Where we're going to flesh out this Machlekes, Rashi and Tosis. This Machlekes, though, is critical for understanding the Issa of intermarriage. That's where we're headed. What is the Issa of intermarriage? It's not a Pasuk in Chumash. You'd be surprised. It's one of the, when you talk to people, one of the cardinal Averis, but you have to find we're going to struggle to find the Pasuk in Chumash. Where does it fit in? Is it part of this Pasuk of Lois Ischatim? But it might depend on Rashi and Tosis. This is all relevant to that discussion. Let me say something on the...